Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
He doesn't know, he's never seen The Godfather.
And I abstained from The Godfather, by the way.
Well, you know what?
You certainly skipped the third one, but, I mean, you should watch it, but you could skip the third.
You're obligated.
You can watch one and two.
I tried, man. Fucking first 10 minutes of one, I was like, nope. First 5 minutes of two, I was like, I'm checked out.
Oh, my God.
Can't even get through the
fucking... It's this YouTube generation.
I'm not even YouTube.
He can't
Saturday night.
I'm not even YouTube generation, dude.
We're going to start at 6:30 because it's that long.
I'm not even YouTube generation.
We're going to say it's the Godfather night. We're going to have...
Let's do it.
I tried
two trilogy.
Two intermissions because you need intermissions.
Christ.
Let's do it.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21... You are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Phoenix Room, nestled amongst a complex of rooms that comprise Tobacco on Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Ofumo.
And we smoke cigars. With you, our faithful audience. I don't know, dude. Like, I look a little too basic today. I don't even have my shades.
I know. You're a basic bitch.
I'm a basic bitch today. And you know what's not a basic bitch? This fucking cigar we're smoking. I can, you know, so I don't want to give away all of our secrets, but I'm going to, you know, give away a secret. I smoke a cigar before the show.
And
it's the Control cigar. Because if it's really shitty and then we both like our cigars, okay, that was a bad cigar. If it's really good and then both of ours are shitty, I can at least say, hey, I had a good one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I want to have some notes ahead of time because, look, this is a show. We don't always get to smoke it down to the nub or whatever. I always do on the test cigar.
Right.
And some of these, I mean, that fucking, what was that? That Botticelli?
Yeah, the Fratello?
God damn.
That's right. The
El Septimo.
Timo, yeah.
That was a 2.5 hour smoke.
I know, dude. I remember I walked in. I was like, what are you, Nick? I'm like, we're finishing. I'm like, what?
Like, it's 11 o'clock.
I'm like, dude, I got to open the store. You motherfuckers are always here still recording.
All that to say, this AJ Fernandez Decenio pre-show smoke is my favorite pre-show smoke of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe neck and neck with the Concerto
that
we smoked last week. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
I loved this cigar, so I can't wait to get into it again.
Mm-hmm. The Concerto was good.
We are smoking the AJ Fernandez New World Decenio, which, you know, Decenio means decade, and it is a celebration of 10 years of the New World brand. And looking at this cigar, fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. Speaking of New World, happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
Fucking cue the Eagles. But,
how many cheeseburgers per mile does that eagle get?
Yeah.
Dude,
this is gorgeous looking, by
the way. Yes, the graphic design on the wrapper band, or not the wrapper, the band, the foot band, the middle band, the box, is top notch. Now, obviously, they're not competing with Plasencia with their fucking Nicaraguan volcano rock in the...
I think they
damn
win
box.
For the next two,
they won it permanently, right? You know, they don't have this fucking custom tin with a pop-up cigar like Fuente. But for just a regular old cigar, fucking knocked it out of the park with the graphic design. So give them props for that. Now, you'll notice I just took off the secondary band and the foot band. One reason for that is the bands slide around. And we normally do the band test later, but... You can take this right off immediately. You won't hurt your wrapper.
Nice.
As usual, AJ is using fruit pectin on these. I'm pretty
AJ.
Sure.
You
it didn't
points.
Even take the didn't even take the gold foil off.
No. That's points right there, man.
Yeah. Look, see, that's not glue at all.
This just that needs to be the standard. I don't know who we need to talk to make that a law.
I don't know, but we need to talk to Fuente about starting to do it.
Yeah. How about this? We call Donnie right now and be like, hey, no cigars can be imported unless they use fruit pectin.
Which Donnie? Donnie Brasco?
Yeah, not Donnie Brasco. He's Donnie. Out of the biz. Donald, you know, I don't want to say his name because then we'll probably...
Because then the algorithm...
Yeah, the algorithm, like, yeah.
But if you start it with, fuck you, and then talk about Donnie, does the liberal...
Oh, that's right. I think the algo like,
it pumps it up, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to ask Papa fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. All right. So, we are smoking the AJ Fernandez New World Decennio, and to do that, we actually have to fucking smoke it. So.
Yeah, I was going to, before I interrupt, I was like, dude, this is actually one of the few cigars that looks gorgeous in the cello.
It looks gorgeous, and it might even look better in the cello.
It makes it pop.
It makes it pop.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, now mine is now completely naked.
Whoa, and censor that.
I should put like a black bar. So I put two strips across. Yeah. So my completely naked cigar.
Yeah, look at that, beautiful. Just fucking.
The wrapper is gorgeous on this.
Did you read the inside?
Yeah.
Oh shit! You should have read it on.
Oh, you want me to read it on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Like the footband, like. There you go.
Signature blend. The gold standard in premium cigars, handmade in Nicaragua by AJ Fernandez. Yep. And then there's the signature inside the main band.
Yep.
All right, let's stop talking and start smoking. It's time for the official cutting. I'm cutting with my Craftsman's Bench. So are you?
Craftsman's Bench.
Open-ended, double guillotine. The official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do. And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed on Burnline Podcast. Followed by...
The hand job.
We just want to get all of that expulsion from the cigar all over our hands. We can wash them later, but we don't want it in our mouth.
You should keep the black bar on at this point while we're doing this. Just to confuse the hell out of the audience. But,
y'all know what it is at this point.
So. Yeah.
Oh, did you pop your... You popped your wrapper.
I did a little bit. It should be okay.
Too vigorous. With the hand job, you fucking gorilla.
Actually, it happened when I snipped it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, these are just about perfect humidification, so you might need to check that you didn't get gum, like tar or something, on your blade.
No, it looks good.
Kind of looks good. Here, pinch my finger with it. Not too much, but just a little bit. Just pinch it a little bit. I'm just going to... Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little gum off of there. That might be it.
Okay.
Might be it. Don't try this at home, folks.
We're not trained professionals either, but don't do it.
All right, so it's time for the official light, and I'm doing something a little bit different. Now, you have Old Faithful, the Vertigo Quad Flame Vortex Torch.
Yeah.
I have one in my truck that has been outside in sub-zero weather and plus 100 weather for years. I mean, years.
Mm-hmm.
The plastic tank is cracking. It's old. And it's fine, right? And so on this show, we say if you want a great, reliable cigar torch and you don't care that it's not good looking, that's the one.
Dude, yeah.
Right? I normally light up with the other end of the spectrum, which is the, you know, $2,000 gold-plated foncé schmoncé, because I can. And I like beautiful things. Today, I'm doing something a little bit different for you guys.
Ooh,
I am lighting up with a table lighter, right? So, if you've never seen one of these, you may have seen this at your local lounge. And it has a really great advantage over torches. You know what that advantage is?
You can have two hands.
No, it's really hard to put in your pocket and walk out with.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's why you know, a lot of shops have these, is we want to provide everybody a torch... And not have somebody walk off with it. And you know, most people aren't going to steal a torch from a shop on purpose, but they're all kind of the same. And you pick it up and put it in your pocket, you know, without noticing. So, I've also noticed a lot of folks don't know how to use these. Over and over I see that. And so, I'm going to walk you through the steps. The official lighting brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us. Okay, step number one for the table lighter, you have to turn the gas on. And so right here you can see on and off. You're just going to rotate to the on position. And you have to rotate enough. You can actually hear the gas coming out, but you can't have it too low. Mm-hmm. Hear that?
Oh, yeah.
And then you click the starter. There you go. And you can see the flame is huge, and we're just going to turn it down slowly till it's more manageable. You don't want to turn it off, but you can turn it way down from where it has to be to start.
Yeah.
Basically, turn it up till you can hear it to start it, and then turn it down until it's hard to see.
That's a campfire stove.
Yep. Again, towards the on for up, towards the off for down. And you can see, I don't know if you can see on camera, but you can see, Angel. See how huge that flame is?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
It's way an inch and a half above the thing.
Since we're both science kids, you know what that reminds me of? Besides a camping stove? Bunsen burner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in chemistry class, technically.
And there you go. And then turn it off all the way. If you're a gorilla like me, don't snap it off. Just turn it till the valve closes. And that is how you use one of these. Now, number one point of caution. This does not have a safety. Don't light the way that I was lighting. I did that for the camera so you guys could see. Absolutely leave this motherfucker on the table. I guess design flaw of the cameras. I can't see the table. Leave it on the fucking table, because if I dropped that in my lap right now, I'm burning my goddamn balls off and they're never coming back.
No.
So do not hold that in the air while using it. It's called a table lighter for a reason. That is your safety
tip of the month.
Tip. Yeah. Just the tip, please. Now, of course, we are at Tobacco on Main Street, the very gracious host of our podcast, and I don't brag much, I don't tell people this, but we're recording when it's closed.
Yeah.
And so Tom's been kind enough to allow us to do this, which makes editing so much easier. But this is the table lighter here at the lounge.
Yes.
It's always available. Can I borrow your, where'd it go?
Okay.
One thing the table lighter's not good for is micro touch-ups, which I'm doing right here. But that is the house lighter. So there's always a flame available. And then, of course, if you need to purchase a lighter, they're here. They're available for purchase as well,
varieties including this guy. Yeah, plenty of varieties and prices.
Plenty of variety. Well, you show them off sometimes.
Yeah, right? I do. I try.
But most of the lounges that I've been to have a house lighter, and most of them are pretty much that. They come, by the way, they come, like, way bigger than that.
Yeah, by the way, I've seen
one. Yeah, they have these.
As a former tobacconist, they should, let me exclamation point that, they should have a house lighter in some form or way.
Should. Not guaranteed. Okay. All right, so let's talk about this cigar. We have it lit up. We're barely into it, not even an eighth of an inch maybe. This is the A.J. Fernandez New World Decenio. And you guys out there on YouTube are lucky enough to watch two of the best-looking guys on the planet smoke this cigar so that you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to want to after the show is over. This is the soft box-pressed Robusto, 5.5x54.
Yeah. Do I have a different one?
No, it's the same.
Okay. It just looks so... it looks longer without the band.
It does. It's an optical illusion, dude.
Okay,
so yeah, yeah, it does. It's an optical illusion.
Crazy.
So the MSRP is $12.50. Now, on the show, I will say two different things. I will say retails $4,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I bought it, like, from Tobacco on Main Street. Here's the actual price. and then I'll say MSRP. And I'm making the distinction between, because MSRP does not include taxes, and a lot of states have taxes. Mm-hmm. We're in Maryland recording this. Maryland has tobacco tax, right?
Fucking communists.
And then there's a sales tax on top of that. You know, if you're in Texas, 8.5% sales tax.
Washington State, almost 100%.
No, it's the sales tax, not the cigar tax.
Oh, shit.
Right? Washington State, almost 100% cigar tax, plus whatever their sales tax is. Right. If you're in Louisiana, they get you coming and going. You have income tax and sales tax.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You joined the European Union or something?
Yeah. remember, the news was that I shared a few weeks ago, Louisiana actually just got better. They went from percentage to flat 50 cent.
But that's the cigar tax. They still have the sales tax and the income tax.
Right. I mean, it's still better than the percentage tax they have.
Yeah. So, 1250 MSRP, the truth is, by getting these for $14 is pretty normal.
Yeah.
$14 for a Robusto. It's a little, I don't know, 5.5 by 54 is not a Robusto. I don't know what it is. Toro Light?
Yeah. I need to buy a poster that has, like, all the Vitolas, but
That would be great for the show.
But it doesn't matter, because
nobody's
following
the fucking rules.
Yeah, it's out the fucking window. It's like whose line is it anyway?
Yeah.
The rules, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will go to my grave making fun of communism, mm-hmm. because I don't have a lot of tolerance for people that sacrifice liberty for safety and security.
Mm-hmm.
Or people that are dumb enough to be sucker punched.
Right.
You know, it's like, the Sandinistas, the Bolsheviks, all of them. Like, the useful idiots destabilize the country, but when the Soviets take over, they line you up against the wall and shoot you. Because you're a useful fucking idiot.
Yes.
It's about taking power. But, having said that, Cuba got one thing right. The fucking numbered Vitolas.
Seriously.
This is a number 2, this is a number 4. If you don't do it, you're going to prison and I'm going to shoot you.
That's right.
You know? So
I do agree with that one. No, I don't agree. Not the shooting part, but
the solution to everything.
Yeah.
5.5 by 54 is not a Robusto. I don't know what it is. You know, it's close to a Toro. So I think, you know, the $14 price tag is not terrible.
Yeah.
You
know? It really isn't. And it's an AJ, man. Like,
it is an AJ. Now, keep in mind, there's plenty of low-end AJs that they're great for what they are, but I don't buy them regularly because they're not good enough.
Yeah.
Right? I have the luxury of being super picky about what I smoke. Right?
Yep.
And so I do. But if I was on a budget, a lot of them would be in my smoking rotation. As it is, a lot of them aren't. And then you have some really ghastly ones, like the 20th anniversary. Sorry. I mean, I wouldn't pay $6 for it. It just wasn't a good cigar.
Yeah, so they get 5. Yeah, it's almost a Robusto.
Yeah. Robusto would be 5 by 52, right? Yeah,
50.
Yeah, 5 by 50.
But then again, that's probably not even correct anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So, about this cigar, the wrapper is a Mexican San Andres. This is not San Andres Negro. This is just San Andres. It has a beautiful, what would you call that? Claro?
This? Nah. A little darker than Claro, isn't it?
Yeah, but it ain't even milk chocolate. I mean,
it's like coffee brown. But our shades are a little different.
They are. Yours is lighter. Yeah. the binder is Nicaraguan, the filler is Nicaraguan and Honduras.
Ooh.
I'm sure the Nicaraguan tobacco in this is AJ tobacco. I don't know, but I'm sure it is.
Yeah, why would you have AJ's name on it if it wasn't?
So, what this cigar is, it's honoring the 10th anniversary of the New World line. Right. So, this is the AJ Fernandez New World Decenio.
Yep.
It is produced at AJ's San Lotano factory. Do you know where that is?
Oh, shit, yes.
Well, no, you can't read the notes.
No,
you're cheating.
Sorry, I wasn't even, like, staring at the notes.
Ocotal, or is it Ocotal?
Ocotal.
Ocotal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
But it's not Esteli.
No, it is
not. A lot
not.
Of people don't
I think it's, like,
know
in
that.
The southern region.
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what's interesting about this is, you know, if you're a real nerd, you're like, wait a minute, this literally just came out. This is not the 10th anniversary of the New World line. It's like the 11th anniversary, right?
Right.
Well, AJ did that on purpose. They delayed this because the 20th anniversary AJ cigar, which came out, when did that come out? January?
We smoked
before
that.
Then. It was
last year?
Still down the street.
Yeah, we
last fall sometime.
Yeah,
fall.
We smoked that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 20th came out last year.
Early, early last fall.
I've never bought another one because it wasn't a good cigar.
No.
Now, it wasn't a value proposition. It was, it's not a great cigar.
I heard okay. Absolutely 50-50, and due to the price point, I didn't even try it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. Still better. No, we won't go there. Go ahead.
Still better than that Perdigas.
Yeah.
But anyway, they wanted to. They didn't want to confuse the 10th anniversary of the New World with the 20th anniversary of Agent.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Makes sense.
And so they delayed the release. All right, so I'm really interested. We're 3/8 of an inch in, half an inch in.
Half an inch.
Give me some tasting notes. I want to see if it's similar to what I had. And we'll go from there.
So I'm getting a little bit of a peppery component. Not like a cayenne or anything. Just this very, very subtle. And then I'm actually getting a little bit of cocoa.
Yeah.
Like dust.
Yeah.
Not like
cocoa
full.
Dust.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a difference between the
when you were a kid
yeah.
and there was that Hershey's canister in
yes.
the cupboard and you're like, oh my God, and you get a big spoonful and you're like,
yeah.
And it's like bitter powder. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cocoa powder,
dust.
Cocoa dust. Yeah.
Yeah. Cocoa dust and then like a hardwood component. I'm not sure which one yet, but there's like a slight hardwood component too.
Okay. That is pretty awesome because. Here's my tasting notes from the original cigar. Now, this is throughout the whole cigar.
Okay.
Cocoa.
Yep.
Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Hardwood. Now, here's two other notes that I don't have yet that I got in the last one. The first one is burnt coffee.
Ooh.
If you took, like, Folgers and put it in a pan on the burner and burnt
mm-hmm.
it, you can... Or even the bottom of the coffee pot, just not as strong as when
yeah.
you do it in the office by accident.
I agree with that statement 100%. Because I was going to say espresso, but I was like, it was like more burnt espresso than burnt coffee, though. Because there is a difference, by the way.
And then campfire smoke.
Okay.
Not like a Kentucky Fire Cure, but that hardwood evolves a little bit later in the cigar, I think.
I can feel that blend.
Yeah. So those are the tasting notes that I had from the original. And then, I had the strength at a 6. I think I'm heavier than that right now. I think I'm at like a 7, but if I recall, it didn't mellow out last time.
Okay.
What, where do you think you are for strength?
I'm at a 6.5.
6.5?
Yeah. Typical, like, Nicaraguan, where it's like semi-strong in the beginning and then maybe sucker punches you.
We'll find out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, what was it? What did we smoke last where it was the opposite? Where it was like, fuck you right in your face.
Yeah, the concerto.
Yeah, it spit in your face and then
yeah,
like,
it's
I'm like, sorry.
Rawr.
Yeah.
Now, the flavor notes that I had
mm-hmm.
was mid-complex. So we always say simple, one or two flavors all the way through. Great example of that is a Padron. A lot of those are one note or two notes all the way through. Doesn't mean it's a bad cigar at all, right?
Cherry.
You got some cherry?
Cherry wood, not cherry, sorry.
Oh, for the hardwood.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Try that, yep.
Like for, yeah, have you smoked stuff with cherry wood?
No, but like my dad's been like almost a carpenter all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worked with hardwoods all his life, so.
Okay, I'm going to go a slightly different route and say, now that you mention it, I kind of taste a little sour cherry note and the wood.
Okay.
So, yeah, cherry wood or cherry blossom even.
Okay.
That's a well-developed palate.
That's
a good pick out.
So, applewood's almost the same, but I was like, it's not applewood because applewood has, like, that weird tardiness like an apple would actually
yeah.
have when you burn it. So, we smoked with applewood. So, I was like, nope, that's what it is.
Complex is like a flavor changer. This was not a flavor changer, but there were a lot of different delicate notes dancing in and out, and so I had it as mid-complex. And then I kind of have this as medium body. When
mm-hmm.
you take the smoke into your mouth, it's not like super full and chewy and textured.
Yeah.
It might be a mid-full
yeah.
body. I'll tell you what, though. The retrohale is a little strong. Mm-hmm. It's got that Nicaraguan pepper on it. It's just black pepper. I call it Esteli tobacco. pretty famous for that. Yeah. So those are our initial tasting notes. And, you know, off the bat, again, not my wheelhouse, just like last week. Mm-hmm. I like light, floral, aromatic, you know, Casa Cuba, you know, cigars like that. But I love this cigar.
Yeah.
It's hearty, you know.
It really is, man. It's got a couple, a little bit going on here.
A little bit going on, good flavor, and it's not too strong.
Secondhand's really good.
Secondhand is not bad. Yeah. The secondhand smoke is not bad. What was that cigar we were smoking where the secondhand was better than the cigar itself?
Oh, fuck. That was only maybe a month ago.
Yeah, it was like in a month ago. Oh, wow. Yeah, we're like, this is fucking amazing. It smells like chocolate, right?
Yeah, we were both like, dude, what the secondhand was just better than the actual smoke.
But this is not bad. I don't think this is one where you got to get undressed in the garage, you know, after smoking it. Okay. It is time for socials and surprises. Social media, you are our marketing plan. If you believe we add value to the cigar smoking hobby, please like, share, subscribe. Nice 5-star review, comment. I know. Fucking YouTube randomly turns comments on and off.
And it's so weird.
Or like the episode will be there for 2 months and they're like, all right, we'll turn comments on. I don't know. They're weird. I recommend that you watch on Spotify. It's Swedish, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the Swedish chef. You might not like him, but you can't hate him. Spotify is really much more committed to the free exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
And they allow comments and stuff like that. So anyway, just my 2 cents, but go ahead and mash that button and help us along because the algorithms hate us because we're bad boys.
Yes.
We're doing bad stuff.
As long as we throw a F you to Donnie every once in a while.
Put the 18 plus on the videos.
Yeah.
People can't even watch it unless they have an account.
21 plus. I think you have to 21 plus it, man.
No, there's only one setting on YouTube and I use it. But in any case, not good enough for the self-righteous gods of the internet. I got something special for you guys. Speaking of surprises, this is a badass little smoke that you probably have not heard of. That is a Casa Turrent, CRA 1901. Hidden gem you may not have heard of, produced by the same top growers that produce San Andres Negro wrapper leaf.
Yeah.
This cigar is a soft box press Robusto with a Mexican San Andres wrapper with a double binder of Mexico and Nicaragua and also Mexican and Nicaraguan fillers. Retails, MSRP of $8.50, super affordable, medium full-bodied, rich notes of earth, leather, pepper, spice, kind of what you'd expect from a Mexican cigar. And it scored a 93 in Cigar Aficionado.
Nice.
So this is a good cigar, and it's very affordable. Almost nobody that I've talked to has heard of it.
Yeah.
They're not, like, all over the place.
No.
But if you're looking for, you know, kind of a richer cigar that won't break the bank, this might be the choice for you.
Did you get that online?
No, got it up the street. You know the place that used to be a bank?
Yeah.
Across from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, get up that place. Nice. Email of the week. So, Travin Call.
I almost saw it as Travinacle, maybe, like a play on words.
Travin Call. Yeah. Writes to burnlinepodcast at gmail.com. Love the show. Keep on keeping it real. I'd love to know more about what separates premium luxury cigars from regular old cigars. Is this a thing, and how can I tell? I want value, but some of the more affordable sticks seem to be fake. All right, so good email. I'm not exactly sure what you mean by fake, but here's... I'm going to interpret that so that if I'm wrong, you can send a follow-up email. What you're saying is you go into your average cigar store and there's cigars, bum, 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 and you're like, okay, this one's kind of affordable. I'll pick this one. And then you smoke it and you're like, this tastes like it's all Velado leaf, machine rolled, you know, whatever, right? Can you tell? And so, I mean, it's a really good question, right? Because you've said on the show a lot of times, don't ever judge a cigar by its price point.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really good cigars mm-hmm. that are affordable. There's some really trashy cigars that are expensive.
Yeah.
There's some cigars that are they're good, but they're not worth the price, right? So this guy's looking for a value smoke. And how can I tell? So the challenge for you, Travis, I'm going to call him Travis. The problem for you, Travis, is there is not a lot of rules around how you market your cigar, right? And so typically a premium cigar has to have long filler and be hand-rolled. That's pretty much it. So Punch used to make gas station cigars, I call them. But you could literally get them at, like, the drugstores, single-pack, in foil, you know, like a White Owl almost.
Yeah.
But it's a Punch cigar. They're machine-rolled. Technically, you can't call it a premium cigar. But, man, I mean, come on, I can hand-roll. Well, Tom was hand-rolling the wrapper from the Leaf by Oscar, you know, on show the other week.
Yeah.
Two puffs.
Yeah.
I'm not a good
yeah. You know, so it's not enough of a distinction for you to tell by reading the box, right? The truth is, most of the cigars in the humidor are premium hand-rolled cigars. There's probably also some Tatianas and, you know, stuff that sells in there. So instead of telling you how can you tell, I'm going to give you more like an algorithm you can use, right? And so the first thing is, man, write down two or three cigars that you like, preferably in different categories, right? Like, oh, I like this Perdomo Connecticut. Perdomo Habano Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so write that down. That's the Connecticut that you like. You know, I like this A.J. Fernandez New World Diseño, and this is a Mexican San Andres wrapper. Okay, write that as, you know, Nicaraguan and under. Okay. Do that. And then note the manufacturer. You might try more stuff from that manufacturer, but then just Google it, right? Especially with AI now, you can ask, like, what other cigars might I enjoy, right? And then just try them and
yeah.
you know, take notes.
Yeah,
the price thing is misleading.
Yeah, because simple way to think about it. What's the difference between an Escalade versus a Suburban?
Wow, yeah. Well, the biggest difference is the Escalade costs 50% more.
Right. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's the same car.
Well, it's the
same...
I mean,
before you get...
Mechanically?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's still the same car.
But, you know, the Escalade is so much nicer inside.
Yeah.
Right? It's a good comparison, though. Like, you have cigars that are, like, the same blend,
mm-hmm.
but they're all tarted up,
yeah.
you know? So that's a really good question. That's why I picked it for email of the week. And unfortunately there's not a great easy way to tell, but that's my recommendation. Start with what you like, ask AI what else you should try, take some notes.
Ask for a tobacconist.
Great, recommendation there. You know, if you come down here to Tobacco on Main Street, just ask Tom, here's what I like. What do you think I should try? And if you smoke here often enough, you know, Tom actually kind of gets to know your pal a little bit. And he'll say, hey, you know what, try this one. You might like this one, right? Or, you know, if you don't live in the People's Republic of Maryland, you know, whatever your local tobacconist is. And some of them are awesome.
Mm.
I've been to some cigar shops that, you know, they're hiring a $12 an hour person that doesn't care and doesn't know.
Right.
And, you know, so your mileage may vary. But great email. So, it's time for a break.
Mm-hmm.
We are smoking the A.J. Fernandez New World Diseño, and when we come back from break, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Protagonist Tip of the Week with Angel Solorio.
All right, Tip of the Week. So since I was going to do something else, but that was a great call out. The how to maintain and clean your cigar cutter. So one thing that I recommend is grab a Q-tip. I don't know how you've done it, but grab a Q-tip, dip some alcohol, like rubbing alcohol, you know, wipe the blades nice and clean, and then use the dry end and then dry off the blade. Don't put it under water. It is steel, so the water could rust it. Could. But that's the best thing I've done with is, you know, clean it with alcohol, and it'll get you going for your next cut, and it won't cause this issue here where you get gum buildup and it kind of dulls your blade. It doesn't, like, dull your blade, but it, you know, it creates little divots on there that'll mess up your cut and won't give you a clean cut.
Okay, I'm back from break. You can go ahead whenever you're ready.
See?
You bastard. All right, you know what time it is. Cigar Wars 2025. We had last week. And this week, we are going head-to-head for the first rounds. And next week, we are doing the championship. And we're doing it a little bit different. So we had a draft last week. We both got to draft 4 cigars. Mm-hmm. And now they're going head-to-head. Mm-hmm. So here's what we've got. This is the lineup, but first step is subs. You can move some around. We both have to agree on it. There's no rules, gentlemen's agreement, right? But we have to agree on who's going head to head. So I have got the Drew Estate Acid, and you have got the Alma Sixto. Yeah. I've got the AJF New World, you've got the Asylum 13. Mm-hmm. I've got the Arturo Fuente Hemingway, you've got the Buenaventura. I've got the Perdomo Habano Sungrown. You have the Drew Estate Java. So, first question is, do you want to keep the matchup as is, or do you want to move some around?
I would like to just make one move.
Okay.
So, the Java and the Sixto. I think that's a better
You want to swap the Java and the Sixto?
Yeah, that's a better matchup.
Okay.
That's it.
Doesn't mean I agree to it.
Yeah, you're agreeing to it.
I'll arm wrestle you for it.
Moderator?
Okay, so first matchup, I like. Second matchup, I like. I'm going to swap the Hemingway and the Perdomo.
Okay. So it'll be the Hemingway and the Sixto.
That is correct.
Okay.
You good with the current lineup?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay, it is time for the very first Cigar Wars 2025 Battle Royale. Tom Cannon, you are judging. Very first thing we have is the Drew Estate Acid going up against the Drew Estate Java. Who wins for the retailer?
Oh, asterisk Rocky Patel.
I'm sorry. The Rocky Patel Java by Drew Estate.
Acid, yeah.
Acid is the winner. Oh, whose pick was that? Who picked that? Oh, that's right. That was me. Okay.
The guy
that
doesn't like acid.
Hey, I understood the assignment.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay?
Yeah, I'm a fucking hypocrite. Round 2. Fight. Okay. Round number 2. AJ Fernandez New World versus Asylum. AJ, whose pick was that?
Are you sure about
that? Oh, wait. That was Johnny Midas, too. Okay. Okay, AJF,
really?
New World.
I think that one's head-to-head, though.
The New World Toro is by far my bestseller.
Okay.
Well, is that this store or the other?
Both.
Oh, okay. All right, I was going to say, wait a minute.
4 boxes a week.
This is like 4 decades of experience selling cigars, not just one location.
Not even 4 decades old.
Round 3. Fight. Okay. Perdomo Habano Sungrown versus the Buenaventura.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Buena Ventura?
Oh, out of the doghouse!
Yeah.
Out of the doghouse!
The Sun Grown is the least popular of the Havana series.
And then, in my experience...
I did that on purpose. That was a mercy pick. I was thinking about doing the Perdomo 20th anniversary. I think that sells pretty good. I like the Havana line. The reason the Sun Grown, in my opinion, the reason the Sun Grown is the least selling of those is it's fucking strong, dude. That cigar will kick your ass. It's peppery and, like, I don't know, final third. I can't remember the last time I smoked one where I wasn't like, fuck, this got really strong.
It's always the issue with Sun Grown. It's a too wide of a label.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it gets labeled as medium, but it's not always.
Yeah. Now, the Perdomo Habano Connecticut is my default Connecticut. I love that cigar.
Very hard for a
Connecticut. It's a very hardy mild. The Perdomo Habano Maduro and most of the Perdomo Maduros, I'm not a real fan of.
They're very low in the full body.
It's just not my thing. They are, actually.
Yeah.
It's just not my flavor profile. It's well done. They do a real good old-fashioned Maduro wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not some fucking fake Maduro that's been dyed or whatever. They follow the process.
Yeah.
It's just not my wheelhouse. Okay, it is time for the final matchup. The Arturo Fuente Hemingway versus the Plasencia Alma Sixto.
Fuente.
Well, that was not a flawless victory, but Johnny Midas did all right in round one. Of course, I also invented the game, so...
He rigged it.
And made up all the rules as I go along.
He rigged it.
And the points don't really matter.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's technically the Acid against the New World and the Buena Ventura against the Hemingway. Are you comfortable with those, or do you want to re-slot? You only have one cigar in the second round, which is the Buena Ventura. What would you like it to go up against?
Probably... Anyway.
Okay, so here we go. Round two. Drew Estate Acid. Oh, by the way, just for the audience out there, the listeners, this matchup is between Johnny Midas picks because both of mine won in the first round.
Yeah.
So in this round, for this one, it's me against me. So just letting everybody know, that's what's going on. So... Drew Estate Acid versus AJ Fernandez New World.
AJ.
Really?
Woo! Woo!
I think the Acid would sell.
All right.
Still sells more.
Well, New World has a lot of shit now.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was Two Facing when I first got into it.
Well, the New World Cameroon?
Uh-huh.
Fucking, if you like Cameroon, that's like, you know, if you're not smoking a Fuente Cameroon.
Acid customers will buy 2 to 4. They'll also dip into Deadwood. In 10 plus years, I think I've sold a grand total of 4 boxes of acid. I sell boxes of AJ all day long.
Yeah, AJ smokers will buy boxes.
I think it
boxes.
Also depends on like demographic and area. Because like, in Gettysburg,
here we go. Here we go. All right, and tell us why Tom Cannon is wrong, Angel. Come on.
I never said he was wrong.
Come on. All right.
I said it depends on the area.
What? Okay, excuse number one. What's excuse? Let's just get them all out into the
open.
What's number two? What's number two?
What?
Excuse. Might as well just do it all at once. Get it all out.
Oh, this is your picks, not my picks. I'm not defending my picks.
Okay. All right. So, moving on. Second. All right. Second matchup. And the final matchup for today. The last matchup of the second round. The Buena Ventura, and we went ahead and graciously let Angel take all the Buena Venturas. Because the truth is, while there's a difference, most consumers don't fucking know. They all look the same on the shelf.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that shape looks pretty.
Well,
so
we did the same thing for acid.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. We did the same thing for acid. Versus the Arturo Fuente Hemingway, which there's a lot of Hemingways as well. But we're generally limiting this to the Hemingway, the short story, you know, maybe like the Hemingway with the Escudo wrapper or whatever, but not your Barber Poles and all that. Special editions. So, Tom Cannon, Buena Ventura versus Arturo Fuente Hemingway.
Hemingway.
Hemingway it is. Oh. That means next week is the championship, the final round for everybody of Cigar Wars 2025, representing AJ Fernandez, New World, and Arturo Fuente Hemingway. I don't know what I'm going to do. Fight with myself all week.
Yeah.
All I know is I'll be a champion at the end of it.
Might as well just do it now.
Nope. We are saving this. We have more show to get to for all of our loyal listeners out there, and I haven't thought of anything else to do next week yet. So, we are smoking the AJ Fernandez New World Decenio, and you know, we mentioned this cigar has a Mexican San Andres wrapper. This is not a San Andres Negro wrapper, mm-hmm. which most people conflate the two because so many Mexican San Andres wrappers are dark. Right?
Yeah. One asterisk I wanted to add from that acid thing, next weekend is acid's biggest fucking bump in sales.
Oh, is it?
Why? Yeah. In Gettysburg? Oh my god, if...
Oh!
Like, yeah.
That's the... Is it the bike week?
Yeah.
What's going on?
There is three sep... Well, two now. There is three separate retailers that would sell acid, and that was the number one sold fucking cigar in that area. So the guy from Florida, the guy up the street, and then when Union was in Gettysburg, dude, fucking ass, you had to have at least three boxes of each facing because you were fucking sold by the second day of bike week.
So, yeah, next weekend is the bike week weekend in Gettysburg.
Honestly, if I had, like, if you had, like, a real-time sale map or something, I bet you, like, that would
be bright,
yeah, just bright red.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, dude. Like, I'm not joking. Like, tomorrow is probably acid one of
the... Well, I mean, they put a fucking motorcycle on the packaging, you know?
That's what it is.
I mean, it's a crotch rocket, but still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, bet you Drew Estate's like, yep.
The only thing I'll give acid, which, you know, I give them a lot of shit on the show, and I'll always do that because it's, like, my shtick now.
Yeah.
Please don't smoke it in the lounge. Like, it fouls up everybody else's experience. But the one thing I will say for acid is... They're actually good cigars.
It's good tobacco.
It's good tobacco. I don't like the infusing. I don't like the flavors. And I had a really bad experience. My first cigar was like an acid. And I was like, this is so disgusting. I'm never smoking again. And then someone was like, well, have you tried a not flavored cigar? And I'm like, wait, that's a fucking thing? You didn't even tell me.
Yeah.
How dare you? Right?
It is a premium cigar that they hand roll and then they steam.
Yeah. Yeah, it is
the all-natural combination of oils and herbs.
Yes, it is a premium... Oh, and Tom mentioned during the break, another requirement to be a premium cigar is at least three different tobaccos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I forgot that one. But the acid is a premium hand-rolled cigar, and they steam it with essential oils and, you know, some hippie bullshit, I don't know. And it comes out the way that it does. But it is good tobacco, and, you know, no one could fault Drew Estate for that.
Money, man.
You might not like it. I don't like Ligas. You know, I can't tell a lot of people that. I'm in the minority, but they're overcooked.
I agree.
I think they're overcooked. They're almost always overpriced.
You're not gonna throw something at him like you did me?
I smoked a 5-year-old Feral Flying Pig.
Ooh.
Saturday night.
That was good.
It was pretty awesome.
And that how old was that Brothers of the Leaf that we smoked? 7 years or something?
Yeah.
I thought it was older than that.
2017.
Yeah, that's when they came out.
But that was good.
Dude,
that
I
was
need
a
another
damn
one.
Good
you got any little riding around?
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's my secret with a lot of Drew Estate products is I age them. Like, for years, age them.
Acid, it helps.
Yeah.
Just
takes off that
let them off
flowery
gas.
Stuff
yeah.
as much. And
yeah.
It comes
I,
out very acid-like. Now it's a strong int as opposed to the overriding
flavor.
Buy a Blondie
and age it.
Yeah, I might do that. What the fuck? I'm not doing that. How dare you? Y'all trying to seduce me over here. I'm going to stick by my principles. All right,
we should do a show on acids.
We need to.
I said that. Well,
all right.
There's a lot more going on there than you think.
Enough fucking bullshit. It's time for our second break. When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week. Keep your dial locked in to Burnline Podcast. The 50,000-watt clear channel voice of Burnline Podcast. We'll be right back.
the Week with Angel Solorio.
Alright. News of the Week. And yet.
Come on, man. We don't have all day.
Alright, news of the Week. So, as normal, a couple more tariff-related increases even by the same companies that said they already did. Which is, I'm not going to mention names, but... And that's your news of the week.
We did. We should not support the double tariffs that even haven't happened yet.
It's the big name, so it's not even worth mentioning.
Wait, so Scandinavian Tobacco Group, Swedish Match, Swisher, General, Altadis, they're all adding tariff premiums.
Like, guys, you already did this. Stop.
Okay.
All right.
Giant international conglomerate corporation money grab.
So...
what's next? Are you going to clone dinosaurs?
So, coming up next, it's almost that time of year again. Drew Estate Freestyle Live.
Oh, yeah. Wait. That hasn't happened yet?
They had the show last week.
They had the show last week?
They're doing it different this time.
Yeah.
The kit's coming out after the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I'm confused. Okay, so they did the show, but the kit wasn't available?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... but
we should do that on the
there's
show.
Still more to come besides that because they're releasing something else later this year.
Yes, it will be another show in the fall.
Yeah, but it's still part of the summer. So, man, bring it up with Drew Estate.
Okay.
So, yeah, this year's freestyle pack comes with, they attach to what's popular right now, the white girl trend. You're getting a tumbler, like a Stanley Cup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Kind of Yeti-esque.
Yeah. It's a beige in color, but, you know, same stuff that comes with it, but now you get a tumbler, so $40.75. So, again, not bad, plus the invite for the live, blah, blah, blah. And then you get the samples of the new stick, plus some other stuff.
Now, did they say on the show what the stick is?
No, that's not... No.
They haven't revealed yet.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the, that's when it comes in fall.
Okay, so they did the show.
Uh-huh.
They're coming out with the pack.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, they're going to reveal what the stick was.
Correct.
Okay, that's different. They must have had a supply chain issue, is my guess.
So it'll be in late August, so yeah, that's when it'll happen.
Definitely a milder cigar.
Hmm. Did you have it already? Or
no.
Just...
I'm kind of thinking, I'm not sure where it might fit, but they had the Metallica guy one, so...
So it's the new...
But you've already done, you got the blackened Connecticut. Where's this falling in?
So that's what I'm saying. It's a mystery, and it's fun. I mean, Drew Estate always does great with his shit.
Lars or
James
Hetfield?
Yeah.
So he was on the show.
He was on the show for one segment.
Oh, man. That feels... But, you know, they could be fucking with us. They're like, we're going to have James Hetfield
that's
on
always
here.
The trick is to figure out.
Yeah.
Drew Estate's marketer, what should I...
Right.
Where do we have room to add?
And then they're like, we're coming out with the Doors cigar. Psych!
Yeah. So yeah, that's the fun part about this.
They named also a couple, three different European releases, which look tasty as balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm sure you can get your hands on.
Well, it's like Steve Sacco with the one. I'm like, what? Dude, really?
Which you can get now.
Yeah, which you can get now, and he's kind of not happy about it.
In Austria, I'm sending her all around, like, here's three different tourist states I want you to look for.
Yeah.
No, no, and no.
Yeah. All right, up next. The Padron Ruby, which is a special edition, and it's an anniversary stick, 40 years. It's the 40th anniversary of Two Guys Cigars, so it's going to be a Two Guys...
This is Padron or Perdomo?
Padron.
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 So Two Guys Cigars 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Padron is making a Ruby cigar to celebrate that.
Yes.
So only available from Two Guys?
Yeah, I think at the moment when it releases. I'm not sure if it's going to be...
Right, and then it'll come out for everybody later, probably.
So apparently the Ruby's what you get for 40th anniversary. I don't know, never heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Your 40th anniversary stone or whatever. Like,
Diamond's 50.
Diamond is 50.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Gold is what?
25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Ruby Red... is going to be a 5 3/4 by 56 Vitola and undisclosed.
Short and fat.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's going to be an undisclosed cigar.
Okay.
Tobacco.
But any idea if it's a Maduro? I mean, it's a
negative.
Padron, so I hope
so.
Rosado.
Actually, you're right. It'll be released. It's both natural and Maduro.
Okay, so they have a natural and a Maduro. Mm-hmm. Typical Padron. That's what they do.
Yeah. Okay.
Any idea on the MSRP?
Yes, because it'll be released in boxes. So $1,600 in the
box.
Yeah, per box for the natural. So $40 a stick.
Wait, let me do the math. So that's 40 sticks.
Yeah, 40 sticks.
Okay.
Good job.
That was easy.
40 is at 1,600. 40 to 40. So yeah, that's just gonna be a cool thing.
And they're only selling it by the box?
No, individually. But that's what the box is. At the moment, only available at Two Guys. Not
okay.
yet, but will be.
Okay.
So you can order it online. So that'd be cool as shit. Trinidad by Tommy Bahama Island Collection is gonna be releasing. So it's gonna be.
Okay. So this is Altidus USA Trinidad, not Cuban Trinidad.
Right, correct. Altidus USA. So at least you can get that.
At least you can get them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. How the fuck is Tommy Bahama still around?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I thought Tommy Bahama was like Ron John's Surf Shop. Went out of business
yeah.
in like 1987. Or
whatever. Yeah.
It has a whole line of cigar accessories
yeah.
that are so overpriced.
And since you're smoking AJ, this is made by AJ.
So AJ is making a cigar for Trinidad for Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
All right, that's a fucking collab.
So yeah, yeah. So it's gonna be grown by Abdel Fernandez. So the Trinidad, it's gonna be in three vitolas, 5x52, 1650, 5x54, 1750, and then 6x60, 1850. So it's not terrible.
That's a modern price.
Yeah.
Average modern price.
So that'd be cool to. Smoke that. It actually sounds good. They didn't say the blends, but.
All right. Is that it for news?
Yeah.
All right. So we are smoking the AJ Fernandez New World Decenio. This is a soft box press Robusto 5.5x54. So it's like a Robusto Plus kind of MSRP of $12.50. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan and Honduran fillers. And, of course, it honors the 10th anniversary of AJ's New World line. And, man, I feel old because it feels to me like New World came out, like, 2 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when it came out.
Dude, they're great fucking sticks.
They're good sticks, and they're very affordable, very approachable. This is produced at AJ's San Lotano factory, which is in Ocotal, not Esteli. And update on tasting notes. So, tell me where you're at with the flavors. All right.
So, I'm still getting a little bit of a cocoa dust on there.
Yeah, the cocoa's still there.
It's still hardwood. I wouldn't say cherry, but there's definitely a hardwood component now. The cherry kind of dropped off. A little bit of campfire-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the predominant notes for me, first of all, the pepper has mellowed.
Yeah, no pepper.
But it's still there, and I will tell you, if you don't retrohale this, you almost don't taste pepper now.
Yeah. I do get a leather.
There's leather added in, and you mentioned the campfire smoke is a bizarre addition, unexpected. It goes really well. Especially, there's also a hardwood component.
Mm-hmm.
And so this vaguely reminds me of the burnt coffee has picked up. This kind of reminds me of waking up after camping out. You know, and you shuffle out of your sleeping bag and rub the sleep sands from your eyes and, you know, stumble over to the campfire and there's the coals from last night and you stick your coffee pot on there and, of course, you burn it because it's a fucking campfire, you know, and you're kind of getting some of that aroma.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting because the presentation and packaging for me is sort of luxe.
Mm-hmm.
But this cigar feels much more rustic, country, cowboy almost.
Yeah.
You know, like fucking getting my 4Runner with my 33-inch mutters, go out to the country, do some man shit, split some logs or whatever with a cigar hanging out of my mouth. This is the one I do it with. But at the same time, it does have some like light, refined flavors in it. The cocoa is not like punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
The pepper was, but it's really kind of mellowed out.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like this like burly, butch, masculine sort of stick, and it doesn't quite match like the packaging and branding, in my opinion. I have the strength at a straight six.
put out a five, man. It just
yours is a five?
Yeah, it's mellowed. So
yours mellowed out. Again, I would say mid-complex. It's not complex like some cigars where it just changes flavor. But it's more than just a mid, I think.
Yeah.
And I've still just got medium body on the smoke. It's present.
Yeah.
It's noticeable, but it's not, you know, that full cloying, chewy smoke that you get from a real full body.
Mm-hmm.
So really interesting. And I think it's time to rank it. So ranking this AJ Fernandez New World Decenio Soft Box Press Robusto. And we'll start with presentation. Now, I didn't buy a box of these, and we don't have a box to display, so I put it up on the screen for folks to look at. But some major points for it. This is one of the very few cigars that I think probably looks better in the cello. It mm-hmm. makes it look like a brand new car. The graphic design on the bands and everything were great. I think the only drawback for me from a presentation standpoint... Oh, by the way, the wrapper leaf itself, gorgeous.
Yes.
There was two drawbacks. One is, with the triple band, it was just a little too much. We're covering up too much of the wrapper leaf, and it's a good-looking leaf.
Yeah.
And then the second was, I didn't really feel like the presentation matched the cigar. Right? Like, if they had put this in a cowhide box with, like, you know, Holstein black and white fur on the outside, you know, with brass bosses on the box or something, be like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little too much lipstick on that pig.
A little too much lipstick on, yeah. So, it there was a little bit of a clash between the experience and the graphic design, I felt. I still think it's like an 8 for presentation. I mean, they did a really good job. I don't know what...
The box is gorgeous as shit.
Yeah, the box is gorgeous. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking 8.
8?
I like that map.
Yeah, the map on the box is cool.
It'll be here in a week or two.
Yeah. Pick yours...
The Decenios.
Yeah, pick yours up here at...
Tom's.
At Tom's, back on Main Street. So, construction. Now, you know, we usually start with a 10 and take points off, right? I don't have a fucking thing.
Me neither. That was my fault, so.
Yeah, you popped yours a little bit, but burn was great. Mm-hmm. Draw was great. The wrapper was perfect. The bands came off, all three of them, no issues whatsoever. So I'm struggling to think of, can I not give it a 10? I can't think of anything.
It's ending.
It's ending. All right, so we'll give it a 10 for construction then.
Yeah.
All right, so that brings it to price. Now, we said the MSRP is $12.50. The truth is, you know, I paid like $14. Mm-hmm. That's pretty normal. You got taxes, sales tax, tobacco tax. And we said, you know, the average for a Toro is $13
mm-hmm.
now, right? So it's not super affordable. AJ's known for affordability. Question is it a value? So, why don't you go first for price as a value proposition? What are you thinking on this guy?
All right, for a value prop, it's not terrible. You said that tax kind of like gives it another dollar or two, which is like, all right, you just got to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
For being an AJ, though, I think it's okay. I would definitely pick it up mm-hmm. and try to be like, ooh, it's a new world.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it's not terribly priced. I think it's okay. I'd pick it up.
Yeah, it's more expensive than the other new worlds.
Yeah.
But it's also the Decenio.
Yeah. Anniversary stick, yeah.
So six, seven?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's fair. It's a decent value, and that brings us to the next two, flavor and experience, which is where we defend the value mm-hmm. proposition, right? So my take on the flavor is very enjoyable. Again, not in my wheelhouse,
mm-hmm.
but I like it. I think it would appeal to a lot of smokers. It might be a little too robust for, like, a novice smoker. You know, it just depends on how skillful you are. Mm-hmm. When do I retro, when do I not? How long do I hold it in my mouth? That sort of thing. I just think it's a really good flavor for people that smoke cigars. I would give it, like, an 8 for flavor. I don't know.
I agree.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah, 8.
Like, they nailed the blend.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. So, 8 for flavor. And that brings us to experience. So, I think it gets a little weird for me here. And the reason is, this is a cigar you can kind of do almost anything with. I think if you're doing anything athletic, it's a little too strong.
Mm-hmm.
But I could golf with it. Golf isn't that athletic, right? You can definitely smoke it with your buddy, smoke it in the lounge, smoke it on the back porch, smoke it while grilling, smoke it at the football party. However, the price is still in that range of, eh. Like, I'm not walking the dog. I'm not fishing. I'm not doing anything that might risk $13 or $14. You know, I got to pay a little bit closer attention to it. So, like, your low-end stuff is out with this one. You know, your activities where it's like, hey, I want the comfort of a cigar, but I also don't care if I wreck it. You know, fucking shoveling snow up here in this part of the country. You know, something like that. But it's also, it's not anywhere close to being nice enough for, like, a gift, a celebration, you know, something like that. It's just a nice, almost everyday smoke type of cigar. I think I would give it like a 7 for experience.
7? I was going to give it an 8.
8?
Yeah.
Why don't we do 7 because I went up on the other one.
Okay.
We'll go down on this one. I think my takeaway is, like, if you like AJ's, fucking buy it for sure. If you like New World, buy it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a cigar person, you like variety, try it. I think the flavor, you know, is going to appeal to a broad audience. It is, you know, on the full side, it is on the strong side,
mm-hmm.
it is on the complex side. So, if you pick up an Ashton White label every time you're in the humidor, it's not for you. You know? But that brings the final score for the AJ Fernandez New World Decenio, the 10th anniversary hoorah, to 40, starting at 4. That's pretty good,
that's
man.
That's pretty fucking good.
So, well done, AJ. Another banger of a stick from you. And, we appreciate smoking along with you guys out in YouTube land and the hard work and dedication that went into this cigar from all parties. Let's get that Drew State Freestyle Live Pack. We'll do that on the show.
Yeah.
And I've got a Fermin, which is a higher-end cigar that we can try out, and some good stuff coming down the pike. So thank you for joining us on Burn Line Podcast. We will see you again next week.